I'm Fiona Clark. I'm one of the committee of Chesnut Community Orchard, and we're all volunteers, and this is entirely a voluntary project. Across the country, the native orchards have disappeared at a remarkably fast rate because most of the varieties, the traditional varieties of English apples and pears and so on, are not very commercially useful to the supermarkets. So a lot of the orchards have been rooted up, and we're losing a lot of the traditional varieties. So one of the purposes is really to reintroduce people to some of the more interesting, tasty English fruits. It's a public open space that anybody can come and enjoy, and people can learn a bit more about how easy it is really to cultivate fruit trees. We're just experimenting, trying out new stuff, and hoping that other people will join in and copy us. It's a bit of teamwork that we're all getting in together, so it's a community experience really.
I'm Sarah Mercer, and on the committee, and I think it's such a great idea, and it's a wonderful place for people to come to relax.
I'm Harriet Greer. We bought that pear tree over there and came up just to see it put in today, because it's very interlinked, the whole community. I know a lot of people here because I'm either in a reading group with them, or I'm in a singing group with them, or, you know, it's a wonderful community. We would like to help them by buying a pear tree.
My name's Anne Key, and I do the minutes of the meetings. And having lost an apple tree that was 8 years old to scab and having to dig it out and throw it away, I thought, I don't think I can wait another 8 years for an apple tree. Yes, so it's been an interesting process, and it's been fabulous to see it change. But it was amazing one day to come down here and see two enormous machines going backwards and forwards, scraping up our rubble. Gosh, I said, is that our rubble? As they piled it into these enormous skips.
My name's Peter Morris. I live in Jesmyn, and when I heard about the orchard, I thought it would be just nice to do a little bit to help. And isn't it fantastic? I mean, it was just all hard standing and rubble and a horrible waste of space. Now, if you look at it, it's quite a delightful community resource.
I'm Jill O'Connell. I'm part of the committee. Jesmyn needed a place where people could go and picnic at this end of Jesmyn, and somewhere open. I believe in growing fruit. I think we need more trees, more orchards. It's made people suddenly get excited. We have a huge committee. People are committed as well to coming along and helping out. Lots of members. People like the idea, so it's worked very well, and everyone seems to know about it. It's been a great success, I think. It's all very little at the moment. At the moment, all the trees look small and insignificant, but they've doubled in size in the last year. They will keep growing. April is going to be the exciting time, because that's when all the blossom will be out, and it'll start to really look like a proper orchard.